Apple, crackle, crab, lollicum, skull, squirrel, ripple, loosey, jelly, and
Rager's Rambles.
Sweet.
Oh, right. There's my ugly face.
That's not ugly. Your fursuit is beautiful, sir.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Furry Raiders podcast, Raiders Rambles. My name is Neo, as always, and I'm joined with Jolt, Abram, Rebel, Lucy, and Soma. I don't think Rebel and Soma have been on the podcast yet, have y'all?
No.
Would y'all like to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I am not good with introductions. I am just a person on the internet.
There you go.
I shitpost and I hang out with everybody.
Alrighty. And Soma, go ahead. Soma. Oh, boy. So this is the problem when you want to go live, you know. You always have some kind of technical difficulty.
And you actually wonder if everyone is even on their desk at the same time.
I said everybody ready and went ahead and tried to go live, and now it's like, oh, no, fuck you, Neo.
Soma made a beer run, I assume.
We're about to start a damn podcast. You need to go get beer now?
Yeah, beer before insert joke.
I had buds in it. Apparently, I thought they weren't working. I'm just slowly going nuts.
It's okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I'm gonna have to wing without the earbuds.
As long as it's not too much background noise, I don't mind.
Yeah, I got everything turned down, so let's do this.
All right, we're already live, by the way.
I can see the live thing right there.
All right, just introduce yourself, man.
Hey.
It's quite the introduction.
I expected more.
You're fired.
Yeah.
You're fired.
You're not getting another slot. That's it.
We should just auction these slots off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So let's begin with the first item of discussion here, and that
first of all, business, gents.
Oh, you. Nah, Texas Furry Fiesta 2018 has just happened, and Neo, you were there.
Don't remind me. It was. Don't remind me. The postcard depression still kicking in. Well, I mean, it was a fun time. It was my first. It was my first con ever. So of course, you know, you go in, you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do the entire time. I just wung it. Give me a second. I'm trying to remember because it's still kind of a blur to me. I've talked about it like 20 million times, and it still is just like, it happened. But the con went great. It charted at number 5 on the top 10, top 5 cons according to people. Over 3,000 people. I don't know the exact number. I just know we hit number 5 with this previous con that just happened. Excuse me. And the con raised over $25,000 for charity. So, you know, that's the one thing I do like about, you know, cons is everybody's willing to give. Now, I did happen to have a slight run-in with a few troublemakers. First off, there was a husky, a guy in a partial husky suit running around, and he was going around Dealer's Den, where, you know, like people have their expensive ass equipment, and he would take people's coffee, mess with people, stuff like that, and it's like, no, you can't do that. First off, as I said before, extremely expensive equipment. around the end of the con, one of the people I've talked with at the Dealer's Den, I got in contact with her on Twitter. Not going to say who it is for safety reasons. I'll just say this. She helped out with that furry erotic card game. I can't remember the name. And, you know, we got into talking about the whole issue. And I just thought he was running around being, you know, hyper because that's his character. Nah, he was being a little nuisance. So he was banned for the next 3 or 4 years.
Damn.
Yeah, he publicly apologized. Turns out the suit that he was using was borrowed. So it's really good to see that the borrowed suit, the people who lended him the suit didn't get banned, but, you know, he did because he owned up to it. But a lot of people who did go to the con, a lot of people that were in Dealer's Den worked with each other to kind of see who this guy was. The only thing I could say is he looked like he could be Markiplier's twin, like exact replica.
The only Markiplier's twin I know of is the guy who wrote who's making the Two Kinds comics or something like that.
Not his twin, is his actual brother, but.
Yeah, you kind of get where you're going with that.
Yeah. And with.
Or doppelganger, if you want to go that route. Doppelganger.
Yeah. He looked like a doppelganger to Markiplier. And another thing I saw while I was in Dealer's Den is. I started talking with one of the ladies who does the Nazi first fuck off temporary tattoo.
Oh,
that was totally something though. Can you? I think I might try turning screen share so you can see it.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and do screen share, it's up to you. Can you even do screen share? I'm still new to this live streaming shit.
Oh yeah, me too.
So there's someone who goes to cons and does, like, Nazi fur fuck-off henna tattoos?
No, it's like an actual temporary tattoo, apparently.
Oh, like one of those things kids would get out of the slot machines and they'd put water on.
Yeah, exactly. Little season back in, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah. Just yeah, a little, I know where you're going with that. You put, like, 50 cents in, you push it in, pull it, and out comes, like, some temporary tattoo type shit.
Only instead of 50 cents, these cost like $10, I'm sure.
Oh, no, they're only like $2. Because
communism.
No, they were $2, I promise you.
Again, because communism. Charge you $2.
I was honestly going to buy one just for the shits of it, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to give in to this.
$2, I would. Just for that hell of it.
I mean, I had to think long and hard about it. And out of 3,000 people, though, I only saw maybe 2 or 3 people with a temporary tattoo. So I think everybody was more interested in Ruckus or all of them. And I also got to meet Ruckus. She is a really cool person. She does like...
Ruckus the artist?
Yes, I ran into her.
I thought it was always a he. I've read like something from a person called Ruckus called Red Lantern. I can't believe that.
Yeah, holy no, crap. It's a girl. She's a girl.
My mind has been blown.
Last year, my buddy, who I'll get into a little bit later, he ended up meeting her last year. So she loves going to TFF. So if you want to meet Ruckus, you probably want to go to TFF because she's always in the Dealer's Den selling her like posters of her art, and she does like wall scrolls and you know what was really cool was the Dealer's Den. There's just a bit of everything there. As I said, I just had a great time. My buddy that I roomed with, he ended up winning the dance battle for TFF. It's the non-suit dance battle, and it was pretty interesting to watch because you know, you got your good people, you got your bad people. Obviously, if you can point out the bad people from the start. Yeah,
I wouldn't have put it that bluntly, though. But
I mean. Okay, let's say this then. People who need to improve a lot more. Yeah,
that's why they call it, they've broken it up in divisions like rookies and veterans these days.
Yeah, and that's why they would what they did with the first suit dance comp was they just broke it. God damn, I can't speak tonight. Into two categories, veteran and novice. And, you know, they had a duo. I think they only had one duo this year. But yeah.
What about groups? That's been in the.
I didn't see any groups.
Ah, that's odd.
It must have been at a time I went to the restroom because I stayed for that. I stayed for pretty much that entire time until I had to go up to my room real quick. Forgot my key, and I had to wait till my buddy was done judging the fursuit dance competition. Yeah, it was not fun.
Being locked outside your hotel room, I know how that feels.
Yeah, and you have to wait until that entire dance competition's over. So that thing can take an hour, 2 hours, who knows.
And people wonder why I always bring my PS Vita in case of ever such an occasion.
Well, you know, I actually... The funny thing is, I didn't... There was a gaming room, but I went in there one time to play Rock Band, and then I walked right back out.
And people wonder why they want to play video games at ConSpace, man. Hello? Yet?
If there's nothing else to do, yeah. I mean, the Hyatt Regency is a beautiful, beautiful hotel, and they're going to be doing the same thing next year. So if anybody is definitely interested in going to TFF next year and would like to meet up with me, obviously, you know who to find, where to find me. I'll be wearing some weird getup.
Yeah, I'll be trying to go to that and the Phoenix Fur Con where Sandra the Chew of who made Slightly Damn is at. Fucking love that guy.
You know, I also got me thinking today, you know, speaking of cons, everybody knows of the Two Griffin situation, correct?
Yeah.
Don't remind me. Anthrocon, he's banned. Thanks to people like Side she will not be named.
Ex-dumpster.
Well, do you think with the... with two being kicked out of Anthrocon, will that mean that Anthrocon's numbers will go down? Because I know a lot of the majority of people that go there want
to
go
see two or something. You know, two's a comedian.
Mm-hmm. And he's only, I think his only stage is at Anthrocon, no other convention.
I don't know about that. I mean, he's traveled around, brought here and there to other conventions and hosted his shows.
Right,
but. I'd like to say that, but my projection is that Anthrocon, last year, 2017, when 2 got pulled, they only suffered a decline in growth rate. I mean, they still grew, but their growth rate just dropped.
Well, it was kind of like a last-minute thing that they kicked him off the stage, off of his stage, so...
I mean, that was basically months before go time. So.
Well, we'll see.
Basically, it's a furry con. I think it's going to continue growing.
I don't think it called for that.
Well, you know,
most cons just keep growing, regardless.
That's true, but I kind of just had the thought, you know, would it die down because he's not going to be there anymore?
I'm sure his fans might.
Not completely, no. It's too mainstream, and the city of, well, somebody will kill me if I mispronounce this. Pittsburgh is basically so entrenched in the Anthrocon vibe
that they can't. True.
It's called Pittsburgher.
Pittsburgh.
I've heard that one, yeah.
I don't
make that guy autistically screech at you. Oh,
I'm not going to. if I get kicked out of Anthrocon, oh well, I wasn't planning on going anyways. Hey, you're banned. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there's no big problem.
Oh, I've only been to Anthrocon once. I didn't really care for it.
See, it's overhyped, ain't it?
Yeah.
Did you at least see two?
No, I've only seen two once. That was at MFF in like 2011 or something like that. I forget what year it was. 2011 or 2012.
I'm pretty sure with Anthrocon banning him, I bet other cons will take him in with open arms. Unless everybody else wants to screech at him as well.
I think other cons should take him in with the open arms. I mean, if he's banned from Anthrocon, I mean, well, there's more business for him out there to do so. So.
No, I don't know where he's based out of, though.
He's based out of Colorado Springs, if I can recall.
Oh, so he's close. Oh, my God, dude. He could totally go to TFF.
Yep.
Now that I bet that would bring a lot more numbers to TFF as well. We probably would have to go to a bigger convention center.
And considering he's running a gaming channel and ranting channel too, you know, that could even bring a bit of the fans from there to there too. You know, it could bring in numbers as a whole just completely.
Well, I mean, people like Margera Strawberry was there, so.
Last I checked, didn't he autistically screech over a picture
with Foxler and Genesis Wolf? Yeah,
I remember that.
Well, wasn't it like
dude, what the hell?
It was more like, oh, I remember everybody else autistically screeching about it because it looked like a KKK picture.
Yeah, it did, and he basically asked Davagai Genesis Wolf to, well, Genesis Moore commissioned it, and then they both autistically screeched when they found out about it.
Yeah, they'll screech at anything. That's social justice warriors for you. If it's different than them, they'll scream like a pod person.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, so
yeah, it was nice. I did get a picture with him, though.
Sure, I mean, just when people still go,
I would love a picture with Spots the dog.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember who all I got pictures with. A lot of these probably nobody would know who they are. A lot of them I didn't know who they were unless, you know, I was talking with them on Telegram. Other than that,
nah, people still go see their favorite suitors.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even like favorite suitors. It's like, hey, I've known this guy. I know this guy. Oh, Fox the Moor? Holy shit! I know this guy since I was younger. Of course, I'm gonna fucking picture with him.
Just it. Yeah. Did Neos? Did you actually attend the first convention panel, or was that actually pulled on short notice?
I didn't even attend any panel, to be honest.
Did that interest you?
No, the first convention panel was just pulled off because of some racism controversy.
Yeah, so one of the panel heads had said something. I don't know if it was like back then. And think of it as the same as the two situation. People screeched about it, and now obviously he gets pulled.
I mean, I've got the tweet, and all he said was basically make a wetback mountain joke, and everybody on the Telegram chat just basically spurged at him, like, "Hey, so what's about being, you know, racist?" Blah blah blah.
Wait, which one, the Safe for Work or the not Safe for Work one?
It's an NSFW chat.
Oh, I probably. Oh, you know what? I'm in probably that chat. I am probably in that chat. What was his name? I can look it up real quick.
AJ Texas Ranger. Yeah, I mean, they decided to tell the TFF panel for that slide, and then he got his panel pulled.
I'm not saying anything. Oh.
Nah, that's fine. So, I think we've kind of run the course a bit, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, like, in light of what you just mentioned, and you know, that I keep, let's move on to our next item of discussion. Like, you know, I keep making this in joke about how you mispronounce Stingo's name, don't you?
What, Majira?
Majira.
Oh my god.
And in light of that,
I can't say it right, and I don't care to say it right.
Dude, you know what? The other guy who attended TFF said it called him Makita.
Oh my god. At least mine was close. Makita. Oh my god. Hey, Margera, if you're listening to this, if someone calls you Markita, slap them. I'm just saying.
Oh, it was basically an edited.
Just grab a freaking freight, just like a rubber tree branch, and just chase them. to make it a joke.
Yo, the thing that I kind of wanted to sit down and play hypotheticals is, like, thanks to the way NeoPriest pronouncing it is, which TV shows, maybe here or in the past, would actually be good and entertaining to watch if a furry version was made?
Oh, dear Lord. Friends? I think Friends would be a good one. And it'd just be called Fur Ends.
I kind of think that's good. What about Seinfeld, if totally furry right there, you know? Think about that.
Seinfeld, It's Always Furry in Philadelphia. I think that would be a good one. It's just like Danny DeVito walks out in a fucking fur suit. He's like, I'm trying to think of a good one for the trash man scene. Oh yeah, he comes out in like a raccoon. He's like, I'm the trash man.
You know, minor side note, people are trying to get him to be the Detective Pikachu in the new Detective Pikachu game. I'm not kidding.
No way.
They actually made a petition.
I think that was mostly a joke, though.
People actually got it signed, and we don't know if it's actually happening. And he himself said, I'll do it.
Oh, dude, I would totally buy the game if Danny DeVito plays Pikachu. Oh my god, can you just hear Pikachu?
Detective, like in a Sherlock Holmes esque type of deal, but yeah, you know. I would
like your connection's cutting out a little bit, man.
And I have every other thing that's not leeching off of it completely off.
I guess it just happens. But maybe
other apps I have going. Let me clear those, and maybe that might give me some space.
Alrighty. What would be another funny?
While we're on that topic, since you mispronounced it, though, I keep joking you. Like, when's the furry version of Jackass going to be happening?
I would love that.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen. We've probably given Margera his next video idea.
Hi, I'm Regina Strawberry, and welcome to Furry Jackass.
You gotta do it in a gayer voice. Hi, I'm Regina Strawberry, and welcome to Jackass.
I would have done it like Johnny Knoxville.
See, you have to have the stereotypical fursuiter voice, man. When you're doing that, that's almost every fursuiter ever.
So on the topic of furry Seinfeld, what would Kramer's fursona be?
Oh my god, I'm trying to remember which one was Kramer.
Oh, the big bald dude? Oh, no, that was Gary Costanza.
Yeah, Kramer was like the one who'd throw up in the door and be like, Jerry! He had like the crazy hair.
I'd see him as like a Nick Wilde type fox.
So he's a whore?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, a slut.
Nubia blew up. Just like that.
Jesus. Keep it PG-13.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. So he's a promiscuous individual.
I don't know. Maybe he'd be a dog. Like, not a basset hound, but more like a golden retriever.
Or a G-ship, if you want to go that route.
I see more golden retriever, to be honest.
Yeah, I could see either that or a Great Dane.
And if anything, I could see the short, fat guy as a Great Dane.
I think George Costanza would be more like a pug.
Well, that's the face of a pug.
That would work.
That would work. What would then what would Jerry's be?
I don't know.
A cockatiel? I don't know.
A cockatiel?
A cockatiel bird, probably. Or a parakeet.
Parakeet would be funnier.
Yeah, parakeet.
That's the thing I noticed about the fandom. There's not that many bird fursonas out there. I saw maybe like three.
Dude, and I thought Breath of the Wild cast would have raised popularity of bird sonas through the roof.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it just threw the Dakamora sales up to the roof.
Oh my goodness. Oh, they just want their buff husband though.
Oh, dude. I'm not even lying. They were selling the bird from
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild on a Dakamora, and the funny thing is it was one of my favorite artists. I wanted to, but I just didn't want to pay $25 for something I'm just gonna hide under my bed.
25 ain't that bad.
It was either 25 or 35. I can't remember. I think that might have been the price of the Not Safe for Work comics.
Hey,
you know what?
How we love you so much.
Embrace it. I did pick up. However, picked up a not safe for work comic at the con, hard copy too. First one I've ever read.
Of every lifetime. I mean, I avoid it for a reason, though.
Well, let's just say this. It's a certain blue doggo, or Dalmatian.
I already know this. Not saying it.
Not that.
I always find it interesting how furries are always so open about saying, hey, I picked up a porn comic. Oh, which one? Oh, that's my favorite.
All of them. You ever heard of Meteor Showers? Yeah, that one. If you've read the if you've seen it, it's absolute ass.
No.
It takes hyper to a whole new level.
Oh lord.
Oh god. If it's taking that to a whole new level, then that must be meta or inhuman or something.
You just gotta see it. It's hard to explain.
What's it called?
I think I'll showers. On the safe side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll DM it to you.
Well, rain check.
Okay, I won't DM it in the chat, but yeah.
Of course. So, other than that, though, how about what's it called? We try Japanese game shows in fursuits.
Oh god!
Don't they already do that though?
Don't they already do that?
Like,
you don't watch enough Japanese game shows, obviously. They
really I've seen stuff. One enough, like a Banzai or the original Ninja Warrior, to get the gist of the madness that he's talking about.
Are Japanese game shows really that crazy?
Oh, yes.
They get worse.
Oh my god.
Really crazy.
I thought people were just making, like, poking fun at Japan with that shit. I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, no. Yeah, this was dead serious, man. Japanese will find anything crazy. There was, like, this one game show that if you got all these questions right, you get a prize. But if you fail to get one wrong, they will mummify you alive.
Fail to get one wrong?
They always find it.
Get one wrong.
They always find a way to make their game shows seem extremely epic when they're not. And it's so entertaining. Why can't American game shows be this great?
They brought Resident Evil, Silent Hill, and tentacle porn.
If you get this question out right, you get a brand new Nissan. If you get this wrong, octopus rape you in butthole.
Your Japanese impression is spot on. 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Oh, but you do gotta get it.
They're probably gonna get shit for cultural appropriation.
No, just offensive stereotypes, I'm sure.
Oh,
this is how I speak English.
Honda Civic, Kawarashi.
People, freaking up the City Walk guy. Sorry if it was not Japanese, but you get the gist. English.
English. I always thought, you know, the game shows were just okay. People are just taking this way out of proportion. I need to go on YouTube now and watch this shit.
The game shows down there, that's normal to them.
Oh, you know, we down here have shit like The Price is Right, where all you do is guess the price of shit. Over there, you have who can get raped the hardest by an octopus.
Oh my god.
Did you ever see Hole in the Wall? It was like a Nickelodeon's kids game show.
Yes,
it was actually on Fox.
That started as
first saw it, and yeah, you just had to fit through the holes in the dang wall.
That started as a Japanese game show.
You know what's really funny about that show, though? I love to watch the overweight people try to go through that tiny ass hole.
I think American
not gonna fit.
Ram them.
They have breaking the wall in spades.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. It's the gif of the really the hurt. I can't be racist. It's a big black girl. I was gonna say something else, but I'm gonna keep my mouth shut because I don't really need that on me.
Just call yourself out on it right now.
Well, I can say it if you want me to, but
no. Keep a PG, right?
Yeah. Well, even though, like, not even too long ago, we were talking about
NSFW comics. And speaking of which, I think it's probably a good time to carry over to the next topic at hand, which is basically like yeah, with like what the current state of comics is now, and I'm just, I don't feel too happy about it.
Oh, I was gonna make a joke about comics, but never mind.
Oh yeah.
No, comics. It's like Marvel and DC are going down that blue pill rabbit hole, and they're just.
Oh, Disney not happy with Marvel right now.
Why is that?
Their sales because of like the comics like Squirrel Girl, the Black Iron Man chick, the feminist Spider-Man and Gwenpool, it is not making them money. They are losing money over this.
Oh, so it's like another Star Wars Battlefront 2 situation.
Instead of EA, right now we got a bunch of SJW idiots just manning the helm, driving this thing into the ground until it just burns.
Well, wasn't there like a comic that Marvel made that turned Captain America into Captain Nazi?
Hydra thing.
That one was.
But wasn't it? I don't remember if it was supposed to be like an alternate universe type thing, or if they were trying to make that canon.
They're saying that he was a Nazi all along. That they just needed to like snap him out of it, basically.
Oh, so like a sleeper agent.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be some kind of weird political take on America, and I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
That's so stupid. See, when you appeal to these whiny babies, you end up getting... You end up losing money. I mean, just take Stephen Colbert...
Yeah, very much so. And you wonder why people in Japan won't touch it.
Here's the thing. I found as well that many physical, you know, bricks and mortar retailers of comic books have, like, they've looked at the current crop of Marvel and DC comics, and they even declined to stock their shelves of that stuff.
Oh my god! Just because it's not going to make them money, they're going to waste their money buying it. No one wants to see social justice. It's like we're here in the furry fandom. If you haven't seen a video I did a while back called "White Claw's an Idiot" on my channel. It's talking about the current state of politics in the fandom, and totally we shouldn't be having it in the fandom. And I'm calling. Don't get me wrong. It's not a great video, but it was something I felt like I had to say. And when you bring politics into something, especially something that's been, say, conservative for a long time, or hell, not even have a political standpoint. All of a sudden, this looks like it's the norm now, so we're gonna appeal to this side and say fuck the other side. You know, just like Eminem. You know, I used to respect his music until he got off drugs.
Until the diss track landed. I can understand that.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure Eminem's not selling much records all that much anymore.
Let's be honest with Eminem. He's been going downhill for many years. He's been out since I was like 8.
the only album that was okay after he got off drugs was Rehab. That's it.
And we'll now he's basically gone down the skeleton of like screeching against Trump.
Oh, there's a rumor going on that he might be moving down towards where I live.
Oh joy.
Oh yeah, I'd be like, that might be interesting to see when I'm just walking down the street. Fuck Dumpf.
I don't think he walks. He makes too much money.
Hey. While we're on that, have anyone tried giving Eminem the mom spaghetti?
He needs some fucking mom spaghetti. He needs to chill the fuck out. I don't even know what the fuck his newest album is. I know he just dropped one not too long ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, on back on the topic of comics, though, you know, I don't read many superhero comics.
Yeah.
But from what I've read, like stuff like the Deadpool comics, I did read the shit out of those, and those are good.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
And the worst part is the trend, like you mentioned again, Gwenpool, and the trend of like making more female characters in their own stead, like female four.
Yeah. Take the new Star Wars series, for example. I mean, they're not that bad of movies compared to maybe the first trilogy. Now, obviously you can't beat out the original trilogy, but if you think about it, the original trilogy was still cheesy in certain ways.
That's what gave it its charm, though. You know, that's what made the original trilogy great, how much cheesy it was.
It's like Birdemic. It's so bad that it's good.
Oh my god. Are you comparing Star Wars to Birdemic?
Yes, yes I am. And I'm probably about to get a lot of hate. I'm probably about to get kicked out of the furry fandom for that one.
Yeah, you're kicked out.
You know, I don't know where I was going with that. Card. Yeah.
No, the books.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah,
new Star Wars books are substantially worse. I don't know oh, yeah, how so many as you were saying.
I don't think I can fast stomach that stuff.
See, you can add a female character into something like, say, Tomb Raider, and it'd be good. I don't know about new Tomb Raider games, but I know
Tomb Raider was established with a female character in mind as the hero.
Yeah.
Problem is now the trend that we're seeing is that you've got Gwenpool as a substitute for Deadpool, and like you know, as if they're trying to cater to the new female readership to what avail?
Yeah, their demographic has always been base. Teenagers, men, basement dwellers,
furries like us.
Yeah, it's like how you know anime, appropriates to a lot of different. You know, anime can do it because it appropriates to. It's such a wide variety of something, but comics you can only go so far, especially if they're trying to be superhero comics. Like, as I was saying earlier with the Star Wars Force Unleashed or the other one that was The Last Jedi, wasn't it called?
Last Jedi, yeah. That's the one, the current one, actually.
She's so overpowered that her character's boring.
And don't forget that Force pull Leia did.
Yeah, I actually have yet to see it. I just like giving everybody shit and saying it's a good movie. Yeah. If you're not looking at it as a Star Wars fan, it's a good movie, so I've heard. But if you're looking at it as a Star Wars fan, it's like, really?
It's meh. It just feels like the second trilogy, the origin trilogy of how things came to be.
Yeah. It's just meh. It's just shit like that, like the SJW comics, all that other stuff. They're just money grabs. They could care less about the political alignment.
I keep telling SJW this when it comes to things like gaming characters, if I might take this off a little side. They say Jill Valentine is over sexy. I say, who cares? As long as she can shoot a gun and kill the damn zombies, I'm good with her. Oh, it doesn't matter if it's sex, you know? If you're just going to inject it with some kind of political agenda, you're going to lose a lot of money. Wizards of the Coast is finding that out pretty hard. And next time, I will be talking about that.
From what I've noticed in like movies and comics, I don't read a lot of comics, but what I've noticed, people want different, but they actually don't want different. You make the same thing over and over again, and people will eat it up. You deviate from the path, and people will be like, "Well, the old ones were better."
That's what I like to call the Call of Duty effect.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, you know it's the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over again, hoping for something to change. And it doesn't, you know, basically it's insanity at its finest.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people will sit there and be like, we want something different. And then when they do something different and it's like they're trying to take a good direction to it. We didn't want this. This is retarded. What are you fucking gay?
In the end run, you can't cater to each individual. I say comic books just need to do what satisfies them. Make the story you want to make, not what a dozen people want and then piss off the other 100.
It's like if they want to make their own comic, if they want to dictate the way the comics and video games and stuff like that, start your own fucking company. Oh wait, I have heard of SJWs starting their own gaming company and those games bomb.
I know one called Zoe Quinn and her game Depression Quest almost gave me depression because it was just god awful.
It's almost like they want to infect the people with, you know, with their own sense, their own thing that they're projecting, their own illness.
And most fucking definitely.
Like, it's that game, too. And in comics, too, I thought. Blah, 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 and so forth and so forth. And, you know, they're just injecting so much preaching in comics, too, to some extent.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, I just realized, guess who just fucking, subscribed to me?
Who?
Curtis Cashew. I think I butchered his name. I am super sorry.
The Frog King!
Yes, the frog guy. Thank you for the subscribe, man. Like, I'm you can't see it, but I'm holding up the white power sign, you know, the okay, but they turn it into white power.
How did that even happen? It's like,
it's because of the milk thing that they did in like the He Will Not Divide Us streams. Like, they
4chan
just basically
did this.
And then they just like put the thing around and then trace the letters W and P on it, and it says white power.
You can't just take the AOK sign and say, oh, it's white power because I said so.
No, it's because they traced the sign and everybody saw it. Like, they just didn't even bother verifying that it's AOK. They just read it white power and then took it at face value.
Okay.
And the autistic screeching began.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, to be fair, it started at the same place that says Andy Worski should be listed on a hate group for doing live streams.
And like,
oh my god, we're gonna get so much shit now for doing live streams.
And while we're at it, though, Lucy, I think we'll start with the idea that you've essentially nominated.
Oh yeah, Internet Blood Sports.
So we'll just give that all a rundown, though, because there's
more
quite a
blood
few of
for the blood god.
And there's so you've seen it. I just touched on in the span of an hour or two.
Well, yeah, just the whole idea behind it is that people got tired of debates, because debates actually are really, really boring when you watch them. So people are like, I know, let's just throw them in a chat room and have them scream obscenities at each other for like 30 minutes.
That's basically
can you
like
elaborate on
a bunch of SJWs in like a river and see if they build a damn dam.
So wait, are you talking about like people having, you know, pissing contests with each other?
Basically.
Yeah. Oh my god, I can't fucking stand that. It's like trying to compare whose dick is bigger.
But the thing is, it's gotten oddly popular and oddly big to the point where people who would never in a million years have a debate with people are getting in chats and having debates with people, like Tariq Nasheed.
I'm kind of confused on this topic, to be honest. I'm sorry.
To sum it up in one sentence, Tariq Nasheed gets in a chat and says that his dick is a weapon of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls that a debate. And that's Internet Blood Sports in a nutshell.
Okay. Yeah, I this is the first I'm hearing about this, so.
I mean, there's basically been quite a few things done that when I basically looked at it, and then it's just like, you make people say the most obscene things that they'd never say, like Sargon of Akkad basically said nigger on stream.
Well, now you did.
Oh, now we're demonetized. Thanks, Jolt. Demonetized. Star.
Oh, boy.
He's using it for educational purposes, though.
Okay.
So it's okay.
So are we talking about Tom Sawyer educational type, Tom Sawyer nigger, or are we talking just like Keemstar nigger?
A little bit of Keemstar. Mostly Keemstar.
If this is educational way of like learning, you will learn by insulting people.
I don't understand what's so wrong with that word anymore. It's like nobody's a slave, so why can't we say it?
My favorite argument when people use that word is like black African-American kids my age say, oh, it reminds me of times of slavery. And I'm like, you were not enslaved at any point in your life.
I promise you, you weren't enslaved.
And then he turns around and says the N-word with the soft A to his buddy. And I'm like, how is that any different? It doesn't make sense.
It's a pretty, pretty stupid... It's like, I mean, I used to have a bunch of black friends who would, they'd be like, we would all make black jokes with each other. They would drop some white ones, we'd drop some Mexican jokes, but they told the best black jokes I've ever heard. By far.
How about give us some? Get the stream more demonetized.
Anyways,
let's push for that YouTube ban.
While we're at it, though, like, there's a lot more on the topic of blood sports, isn't it, though? Like, how Andy, wasn't that, like, the guy who basically wanted to get on the SPLC list just to be banned from entering the state of Israel?
Wait, what? Oh my god, what the fuck just happened? My chair just went through my vent. Oh my god, that scared the shit out of me.
Somebody was banned from Israel?
No,
somebody tried to get somebody banned from Israel. They called them up, and they said, no, you are not banned from Israel.
You just call. You can just casually call Israel?
Yeah, well, on a live stream, I think it was like one of Andy Worski's co-hosts that actually did it live.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know you could just casually call Israel. Just like, is this the Israeli government? How you doing? What's up?
New phone, who dis? Can you imagine calling Israel and all of a sudden you get new phone, who dis?
Okay. Does that work for Russia too? Can I just casually talk to Putin?
Hey Putin, I just wanted to let you know I'm drawing zombie vodka porn.
Oh no. No,
oh,
zombie
no.
vodka.
One of us already did.
Oh,
that's
that
a
is
certain
true.
Yo.
Actually, I think I like that guy's art. It's really good.
Poor Russia.
Yeah, poor. You made Russia's persona cry. Are you happy?
Well, let's try and see if we can try and take Internet Blood Sports onto the furry domain, and literally have these pissing contests, so to speak.
All furry and SJWs. It's a big kissing contest. I probably just pissed off every alt furry right there, but I don't care.
And who cares? You know, if they're gonna start reading like the SJWs, then okay, fine.
Yeah,
I'm going. I mean,
it's mixed here and there, but
yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do respect, I respect alt furry, but I don't respect their values or what they stand for, because they
kind of claim. I might be leaving there soon because of their history with one of our admins, and
let's not get into that. But I left because, you know, it was boring. It's the same shit, different day type situation why I left. So
all this is just screaming at the same people they've been doing for the past, what, nearly a year now?
And see, the thing is, I think alt furry doesn't realize is they have about as much power as the SJWs. If both sides continue to screech at each other, what is it going to accomplish? It's accomplishing nothing, and that's what's dividing the fandom. If everyone were to just mind their own business and do their own thing, I believe that, you know, the fandom would calm down. Yeah, we'll still have these guys. And yeah, we'll still have these other guys. But do you think it would be a lot better if everyone just stuck to their own stuff?
That would be the escapism aspect. Just you go there to do your own thing. And you forget about real life.
The core tenet of the fandom, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's escapism, and anybody who
why taint the fandom with reality when it's about escapism?
Yeah, exactly. And like, as I said, I have nothing against alt furry. I wish him the best of luck. It's just not my group.
Yeah, and I wish him the best of luck too when I leave. You know, It's been a good ride for a year, but really, I'm just not seeing any effort being made. I'm just seeing the same shit the other side's doing, you know? It's just really getting old.
Yeah, and as you know, it is what it is to me. So, I mean, yeah. I think it's part of the leadership. It's not what's the word I'm looking for?
That
it's not a good structure, you know.
Every well about it, but I thought they're just like, it's almost as if the, you know, you could say what you'd like about their priorities or so, but I won't be, you know.
No, it's
here's the thing, like, well, I'm going to go back on the topic of it all, like, if let's imagine if we basically hosted these blood sports with the furry YouTube, the biggest, most prominent furry YouTubers, and at least, you know, decided to throw insults at them while having any source of meaningful discourse, as, you know, like, say, solving furry's problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like who, what do you could mean? Be on the top of the board, like Kaphorix?
Like, who would have the most power?
Or who'd basically be the most, you know, most akin to basically providing the best source of, entertainment. Because that's essentially what Bloodsport is on the internet, isn't it? Just
who basically just two sides going at each other.
Who'd strike the hardest? Who'd provide the most, you know, the edgiest or creative insult?
It kind of reminds me of who's the most oppressed type shit. You ever heard of those? That's actually a real thing.
Oh, yeah, the Oppression Olympics.
The Oppression Olympics. That's what it was called.
Yes.
What?
I can't believe it. Like, I thought it was just something that people said, like, on 4chan. No, that's an actual thing.
Yeah. There are people that seriously participate.
In the Oppression Olympics. Oh, dear God.
But
I weep for them and hope they get alive.
It's just worse when you pull it up on Twitter, though, like, or Tumblr. That's basically where the hive of cancer is.
Oh, yeah, yep. Tumblr.
I feel bad that a senior razor fist is there.
Like, how... On the side note, though, how popular have Bloodsports gotten, though? I hear it's basically gotten then quite a lot of the most prominent gaming streams.
Oh, yeah. Well, Destiny did it all the time. It's just nobody likes Destiny, so...
Yeah, considering their recent things with Destiny, I can just tell it's going to get worse with them.
What about the thingo? Didn't it overtake a League of Legends one at one point?
No, it was second to a League of Legends stream. But it was one of the League of Legends tournaments. I don't keep track of them. There was one recently, though, and it came in second to them, which is actually pretty impressive.
Here's the sad part, though. Furries can only sling mods on Twitter, among other things. And getting them onto YouTube or a streaming platform is the challenge if we're going to see this sort of glorious entertainment.
Just add a streaming service to Fur Affinity.
Oh, my. Yep, you're all banned.
Everyone else is banned. I might as well just ban myself now.
Nah, you're bad as well. Like, no. Hey, Dragonair, can you at least ban me from Fur Affinity because I want this service?
That's what I was getting ready to say. If Furry Raiders had a stream, if Fur Affinity stream, $5, we would already get banned by Dragonair already.
I kind of need Fur Affinity because that's where I kind of watch most of my favorite artists.
When I say favorite artist,
I say the ones that don't spurg out at everybody.
Oh, amen to that.
Even though my Fur Affinity is super, like, low. Just low on shit. Like, I click on everybody else's profile, and it's, like, decorated and shit on the intro, and I'm like, I'm a dragon. That's it. That's all mine. I think that's what all mine says. I don't even know. Ooh, voice crack.
Oh. I think, well. Where's that, sir? Like, I mean, anyone else got anything else to add? Especially while we're still on the topic or not?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Or maybe like there's a few people here that's watching though, like,
and we've had some in and outs. I see Scorch, Star Fox, Foxler. Jesus Christ.
Don't
Star Fox is here. Oh man, we're so popular.
I don't know,
maybe he's just watching us if we're doing the job properly.
Yeah. I hope so. I don't want to have to step down as the host of the show.
He's just making notes like fire Neo.
Oh please, fire
kick
me,
Jolt's ass.
Fire me, Daddy Fox.
Out. You said what, mate?
Promote Abram Volkov. Handles.
Give me that purple status.
Well. Yeah.
Oh.
Give me that purple status. I don't even know what that is, but I want the purple status so bad.
Whatever, it's purple status. I don't know what that is.
You gotta go back to that place that you once left. So that's
my house.
I know.
Oh my god.
While we're still at it though, I think we may be able to, while we're trying to figure out summing up things, we could probably open up the questions and answers to anyone who's viewing.
People that are watching. Anybody have any questions? They would like to ask anything.
I mean, we're still alive. We're mellowed out now.
We're trying to come up with topics.
We're basically
I can continue.
Four people on the bar, just eagerly awaiting your questions and waiting to answer them. And yeah, just for topics too. We're just like four idiots at a bar, just sitting there awkwardly, waiting for an opportunity.
just if you have anything, anybody has anything, just tell us.
Let's take a chapter out of the official podcast and tell our masturbation stories.
Oh god.
I'm not even gonna lie though. I was joking, Neo.
Please don't.
I'm not even lying. I had to think of one because I was like, maybe one day my real YouTube channel is gonna make like it big. So if I ever get on the official podcast, I'm gonna have to think of a masturbation story, and I totally figured one out. Okay, so Scorch GD says, what is the meaning of life?
Alcohol.
42.
Leave a legacy and destroy all who oppose it. That's what it is to me.
To me, it's just live life to the fullest, and if you can't, you might as well just kill yourself.
No, there's that.
Don't kill yourself. That's mean. You might as well just sit on a couch for the rest of your life and play League of Legends.
Going off of what Neo said, if you can't, just grab a bottle of alcohol. It's good.
Yeah. Or, you know, smoke the devil's lettuce. I know some people like to do that more often.
To try and shorten their lifespan, I don't know.
Actually, you know, it's really not that bad of a... it's not even a drug. Not that bad of a plan. All it does is get you high and hungry and happy.
Alcohol?
I prefer not to smoke. But alcohol, dude.
Alcohol makes me hungry. I get the munchies when I drink.
If it depends on how long, once the alcohol leaves my system, that's when I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm kind of hungry now. Foxer asked, would you be an anthro in real life? My thing is everyone else one?
I don't care if everyone else is one. I'm one.
Yeah, I'd be one regardless.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, same here. Screw it. Make it a reality. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I might do it.
In time, I'd do it. Except we have to basically come up with the monies again.
Oh, God. So, are we going off of, like, Zootopia rules here? Jolt be tiny? Or would, you know, Neo be normal size? Or...
$1 million question, isn't it, though? I mean,
yeah.
I actually semi like Zootopia for his brand of species realism, but not for that. But they actually missed a few sour spots, which I have objections to.
Mm.
Honestly, we know there's one of the guys, one of the admins in the group has basically come up with a better story of Zootopia that fills out all these plot holes.
Is it who I think it is?
It is who you think it is.
Okay.
It's...
I'll ask you after the podcast because we're not gonna name names. The only we gotta remember right now we're the head of the rate. We're the face of the Raiders.
I like that first one. The head of the Raiders.
The head of the Raiders.
Oh my goodness!
You're gonna technically the only head of the Raiders now. Here is Joel.
Put those crosshairs on me.
What were we talking about? I totally forgot. And I'm not even drunk this podcast.
Yet.
On the rules, I don't care what the rules are. I would be an anthro in real life, no matter the rules.
Yeah, same here, man. I agree with that.
He finally answered, though. The meaning of life is to discover the world is a giant petri dish and figure out how to escape.
That's why you drink a lot. You escape by drinking.
Today, I am going to reveal later on in chat a sticker that mocks fun of people who actually believe in that. In the very idea.
Well, see, I don't believe in it, but I find the theories hilarious. Like, a lot of the theories hilarious. Like, there's actually, if anybody didn't know this out there watching, there is an actual clickbait Flat Earth YouTube channel out there. And it's all clickbait.
In reality, we're all just in an aquarium or some kid's science fair project.
Yeah. And that kid's just constantly tapping the glass.
Yeah. How to escape. We're underneath.
I don't know. It's,
that reminds me, though, if say, this place is a petri dish, you think, would you be able to fall off by swimming underneath the surface of the petri dish?
Is that why you wouldn't be able to dig into the middle of the earth? Because you just fall down on the other side?
No. You basically have to submerge down by 1 meter and then, like, wah!
Global warming is his varying temperatures in the heat lamp.
You've heard about global warming, right?
Shit, I brought the wrong bulb. This one's hotter.
Other than that, though, I think...
What if it's just like... I was just going to say, what if the sun is a lamp and the moon is just like some kid's... fuck, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with this. Never mind.
This thing's got to be a hot enough lava lamp, if you think.
Are you going for that song, "The Sky is... Nighttime is a Blanket and the Stars are the Holes in It"?
No, I haven't heard that one.
It's by Tech. I think it's Tech 9.
Oh, wow. That's a long title.
What?
What you said?
Oh, no, it's not a title. It's a part of the song.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't really listen to rap, so.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
I don't usually actually, either, but Tech 9's okay.
I mean, I do listen to some rap as long as it's not about fucking bitches and getting money.
Absolute worst, though. But more on that later, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few people.
Yeah,
I listen to.
I think effectively right now we've run the course quite long enough, haven't we?
That was quick.
That was a good podcast.
Let's wrap things up right now.
I don't know how to wrap this up. It's been a little while.
Well, you get some tinfoil, and.
Then you spurg out like
you're on the side. Well, I do. Praise the sun and scream Ia Ia Cthulhu Fatagan.
Ia Ia Io.
Oh, no. I think
Nemo.
No, just throw us another hard R for the road.
All right, guys. On, so I guess we definitely need to wrap this up. So thank y'all for watching this. Thank you to the peak of 8 people who sat there and watched the live stream.
Showing how unpopular we are. How dare you?
Hey, some of these episodes we've gotten have over 400 like views. So I'm actually really surprised about that now. But yeah, no. Thank you to the 6 people watching right now. I'm pretty sure I'm one of them.
All right. I think that you've droned on for long enough. So I hope, in short, I hope you had fun listening, and we hope to see you again on the next installment.
Yes, definitely. So thank you all. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody say bye.
Adios.
Dos for them, yeah.